When these gravel trucks are going down the street here, what would you say they're doing with that gravel?
Probably driving the street.
And what is the truck doing with it?
Hauling.
Mm-hmm. If a man took a tractor and hooked a chain to it, and hooked a chain on a log, and then moved the log, 50 feet, and somebody said, how did he get that log moved? You say, well, he just hooked the chain on it, and he...
Doug Dragon Skid.
Now what?
You gotta let me sort them out, huh? Or I will. If you're going to take a bath and you forget your clothes, you ask your wife to bring them. She goes in there. She opens the door and pokes them in. She says, all right, here what?
Are your clothes?
Back to that question, if you're taking a bath and somebody locked on the door.
I think that's leading us. I think that's...
Well,
he's coming back now, see?
Yeah, here we are. If you want to know if your wife is going downtown, what would you ask her?
Are you going to town?
And if you like the way her hair looks, you say to her, gee, your hair looks
beautiful.
Oh, I never heard you say that.
Well, what did I say then?
Well, it's pretty.
Was that what I said?
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
My, you're beautiful.
Pretty.
I think my wife is convinced that I just say, no. If you brought me a glass of water and I said, well, what have you done? What would you say?
Brought you a glass of water.
Oh, I tell you, these are penetrating questions. If a boy is out in the creek bottom and he reaches dry, reaches down like this and picks something up and goes like that, what would you say he'd done? What would you say he did?
Threw a rock.
Mm-hmm. And if you're standing by the lake up there and you saw it bounce on the bank and somebody said, did that go only part way across the lake? You say, no, it went
all the way.
How about plumb? Plumb across? You plumb something.
All the way across.
All the way?
Well, now that I'm working all this out, you get up there, you'll get in there and you grab on to this boy, and I'll listen to this little boy talk, right? Want to see that guy in Arkansas?
Pretty close to Arkansas.
Well, I talked to a man who said he had a pretty plenty of peas.
Pretty plenty of peas?
A pretty plenty.
Oh, he ought to talk to Ed Pyle, hadn't he? He wants to get some...
Boy, wouldn't that be something? That's a fellow out here. Oh, he's about 70 years old. Oh, man.
He's really got some expressions.
Is he a pretty plenty man?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, things like that.
How about a right smart?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I picked that up over in the western part of the state.
I don't know where his folks are from.
I don't remember where this man's people came from. Well... If, let's get back to this fellow who's been borrowing your horse. And,